Title: Sliced MIDI Break Workflows for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Intermediate. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most powerful drum and bass workflows in Ableton Live, sliced MIDI for classic breaks. This is that sweet spot where you keep the grind and personality of an Amen or a Think break, but you get modern control like it's your own custom drum kit. We're talking tight MIDI programming, ghost notes, swing, variations, fills, layering for punch, and a resampling trick that makes everything feel even more vintage record, without losing the snap you need for modern DNB. You should already be comfortable with drum rack, warp, and basic mixing and arranging. Let's go! First, set the session up properly. Set your tempo to modern DNB speed, somewhere in the 172 to 176 BPM zone. I like to start at 174, because it's a really common center point. Now drag your break onto an audio track. Go down to clip view and turn warp on. Start in beats mode. For transient loop mode, choose transient. And for preserve, try 1/16. If the break is a little smeary, like it's not super crisp, you can go to 1/8. Now gain stage this. Don't slice something that's already clipping. Aim for roughly -12 to -6 dB peak. You can always bring it up later. The point is, keep headroom so your saturation and compression stages don't instantly turn into accidental distortion. Goal here is tight timing without killing the break swing. That push-pull is the whole reason breaks feel alive. Now, before we slice, we tighten the break lightly. Zoom in and check your first kick transient. Make sure it actually hits on 1.1.1. If it's late, your entire slice kit will feel late, and your programmed groove will feel like it's leaning backward. If the break drifts over time, add warp markers at the important anchors, bar starts, main snares, maybe to kick that's clearly meant to land on a downbeat. Then nudge minimally. Think like a junglist, not like our robot. We're not trying to perfect quantize this into EDM grid rigidity. We're trying to keep the attitude but make it usable. If after warping it suddenly feels stiff, you've probably overrated. Back off. Or try Complex Pro as a vibe check. Sometimes it preserves the feel better, sometimes beats is better. There's no rule your ears decide. Now we slice to MIDI. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing dialog, slice by transients, one slice per transient, and for the slicing preset, the built-in slice to drum rack is totally fine. Hit OK. Ableton creates a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of your slices, and a MIDI clip that recreates the original rhythm. This is a big moment. You just turned a loop into a playable kit. Rename the track something organized, like Break Rack Amen or Break Rack Think. You'll thank yourself later when the project gets bigger. Now we clean up the drum rack for actual DNB production. Open the rack. Start soloing pads and find the key hits. Your main snare slice or slices, your main kick slice or slices, hats and ride bits, and any ghost snare bits. Rename important pads. Snare 1, kick 1, ghost, hat, ride. Simple labels make you faster, especially when you're moving quickly making variations. Next, choke groups. A common problem with sliced breaks is the hat tails and cymbal washes stacking on top of each other. It turns into harsh, fizzy mush fast. So for hats or ride chops that ring out, set them to the same choke group, like choke 1. Now every time a new hat plays, it cuts the previous one instantly tighter. Quick teacher note, if choke groups feel too abrupt, like you're hearing hard mutes, you can do a more musical version. Put an auto filter on those hat pads, use a gentle low pass, and use the filter envelope to make a short plucky decay. You keep clarity without that cut-off feeling. Now deal with the trash slices. Some slices will be silence, clicks, weird flams, or awkward partial hits. You can turn them down, move them to a junk row, or leave a few in there on purpose. Because honestly, a couple nasty slices are amazing for fills and grit. That's part of the magic. Before we go further, do a really important feel check. Loop one bar. Then toggle between your original audio break and your sliced MIDI version. You're asking, does the sliced version feel smaller, less together, less ID? If yes, it's usually one of three things. 1. The break was warped too hard and you removed micro timing feel. 2. The slices are starting late because transient detection missed the true attack. 3. Too many slices overlap and the groove gets washed out. If your slices are starting late, you don't necessarily need to reslice. Open the pad simpler and adjust the start point. Tiny moves. Pull it earlier until it bites the same way the original break bites. If you get clicks, add a touch of fade in. You're basically recentering the transient. Okay, now we build a modern DNB groove from the slices. This is where the loop becomes a kit. Start with a rolling two-step skeleton at 174 BPM. Put your kick on 1.1 and 1.3 as a classic starting point. Or if you want a little push, try the second kick slightly earlier, like 1.2.3. Keep it simple at first. Put your main snare on 2 and 4. In Ableton's bar notation, that's typically 1.2 and 1.4. Use the break zone kick and snare slices so the identity stays intact. That's the whole vintage tone advantage. Now add ghost notes. This is where the roll happens. Add low velocity snare ghosts before and after the main snare hits. Common placements are around 1.1.3, 1.2.4, 1.3.3, 1.4.4. Don't treat these as rules, treat them as starting points. Velocity is everything here. Put ghost notes down in the 15 to 45 range. Put your main snare up around 90 to 120 depending on how hot the slices are. You're building dynamic contrast, not just more notes. And here's a pro mindset shift. Velocity shouldn't only change loudness, it should change tone. In simpler, go into classic mode and map velocity to filter cutoff. So softer hits get darker, harder hits get brighter. You can also map velocity to a bit of drive so hard hits crunch more. This is how you get ghost notes that tuck in naturally instead of sounding like tiny copies of the main snare. Now let's talk swing. You've got two solid options. Option 1 is groove pool. Open the groove pool, grab something like MPC 16 swing, around 55 to 60, dart at 57, apply it to the MIDI clip, and don't go crazy. Timing maybe 15 to 30%, velocity around 10 to 20. Random like 2 to 6. Option 2 is micro nudging. Keep kick and snare anchors pretty grid tight so the track still punches and mixes well. Then nudge hats and ghosts slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds, for that human roll. Even better, do micro timing as a split brain system. Kick and snare are your anchors. Hats can be slightly late for laid back motion. Ghost snares can be slightly early for urgency. That push-pull creates movement while the groove stays confident. Now we preserve vintage tone without losing modern punch. On the drum rack group level, we'll do a clean, effective chain. First, EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 HE. That's just rumble control. Optionally, if it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 HE. Then saturator. Analog clip mode, drive anywhere from 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15 depending on taste, crunch 0 to 20, boom, be careful, in DNB, your sub bass is sacred territory, so if boom starts fighting the low end, back it off or turn it off, then transients, plus 5 to plus 20 if you need more snap, then glue compressor, attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. That chain gets you aggressive, mixable breaks. Now here's an optional move that's extremely real. Resampling for break tape vibe. Make an audio track called Break Resample. Set its input from your break rack track, post effects, and record 4 to 8 bars of your programmed pattern. Now listen to that audio. You can try warp off for rawness, or warp in beats mode if you want tighter editing. This is where it gets fun. You can slice again. That second generation slice often feels dirtier and more cohesive, like it's been through a generation of sampling. You can reverse single hits, repitch little chunks, and you're not destroying your MIDI groove to do it. It's like printing character. Next, modern layering. This is how you get pro-level consistency. Breaks are vibey, but they don't always have reliable low-end punch. So we layer clean one-shots under the break. Create a kick layer. Either a separate drum rack or extra pads in the same rack. Choose a clean DNB kick sample. Duplicate the kick MIDI notes from your break pattern. Process that kick layer lightly. EQ it with a low pass around 4 to 8 kHC so it stays thumpy, not clicky. Add a little saturation, maybe 1 to 3 dB drive. Then create a snare layer. Pick a punchy snare or a snare clap hybrid. Duplicate the snare MIDI notes. Process it. High pass around 120 to 200 HC so it doesn't muddy the low end. If you need body, try a gentle bump around 180 to 250. If you need crack, look around 2 to 5 kHC. Add drum bus transients around plus 10 for snap. Now do not skip alignment. Zoom in and look at the transient starts. If you hear flamming, you're losing punch. Nudge one layer by tiny amounts. We're talking plus or minus 5 to 20 samples. That's microscopic, but it matters. Or use Ableton track delay in milliseconds if you prefer thinking that way. The goal is one combined transient, not two fighting each other. Now we arrange like DNB actually arranges, subtle evolution over phrases. Here's a reliable 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 8. Establish the groove. Minimal fills. Maybe darker hats. Slightly filtered. Bars 9 to 16. Add energy. Extra ghost notes. An open hat every 2 bars. Tiny snare fill at bar 16. Like a 1/16 stutter. Bars 17 to 24. Switch up. Swap to an alternate snare slice from the break, so it feels like a new section without changing the whole beat. Add a ride pattern, either from slices or from a resampled layer. Bars 25 to 32. Pre-drop tension. You can remove the kick for one bar, or a more modern move. Keep the kick pattern but automate a high pass on the drum bus rising over the bar, then snap it back at the drop. That creates impact without the obvious everything muted cliché. And at the end of bar 32, at a break, retrigger fill. Grab one snare or hat slice and 2 1/32 repeats for the last half bar. Keep it controlled. This is where slightly hyped becomes absolute chaos if you overdo it, so be intentional. Now add movement with return tracks. This keeps your main drums clean, but lets you throw space on key moments. Return A, short room reverb. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Return B. Dubby delay. Use echo. Time 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Automate sends on single snares at phrase ends. That's the classic D&B throw. One hit blooms out, then you're back to dry punch. Now let's level up, with a few intermediate to advanced tricks that are actually useful. First, create a /B snares inside one pad. On your main snare pad, instead of only one slice, you can put an instrument rack inside the pad, stack 2 or 3 snare slices, then use chain select or map to a macro. Now, without changing MIDI notes, you can flip snare flavors for fills and switch ups. That's a real workflow upgrade. Second, controlled chaos with probability. If you're on live 11 or 12, use MIDI note probability on specific extra notes only. Extra kick before the snare at like 10 to 25%. Ghost snare clusters 20 to 40. Hat pickups 30 to 60. This makes the loop breathe, but still feel like it has a consistent identity. Third, velocity stair steps for rolls. If you do a 1/16 roll into a transition, don't machine gun equal velocities. This audio version is shortened for playback.